Hi, well, we went through the film this morning and then worked with the players this afternoon, and then we're getting ready to head out to Tampa here in a little while, so, a lot of things that we learned from last night, obviously a lot of things we've got to improve on, and it's another big week for us in terms of working 3 days against Tampa, seeing a different... different players, different style of play, working out in different conditions and what we're used to and all that. So good opportunity for us to improve our football team, and we'll try to take advantage of each of these days and make the most out of it. And I look forward to playing Tampa on Friday night.
Bill, after watching the tape this morning and having some time to digest it, could you do you have any expanded thoughts on the play of each of the quarterbacks, both Brian and Ryan?
Some good things. Other things we learned and learn from, need to improve on. But I thought they both managed their situation well at times, and there were other times where they, sure their plays they had back. Like, say that about everybody. That was positive things. Other things that need to improve on.
Bill, what are some of the circumstances that led to the decision to release Jonathan Finene?
It just didn't work out. Don't really think I have much more to add than that. It just didn't work out.
Bill, kind of building off that first question regarding the quarterbacks, can the same theory be applied to the work of the two starting tackles last night, both Nate and Marcus?
I thought those two, those guys handled their situations overall. They did a pretty good job against a couple. Philadelphia's rotating some players out there, but against good players and it's good, very good front that the Eagles have. And they have some depth in it too. They rotate guys through. They have good depth up front. So I thought those guys did a pretty good job. Not perfect, obviously. There's certainly things that they need to improve on too, or a couple plays that that they can learn from. But overall, I thought they did a pretty solid job.
Also on the offensive line, Bill, I think you had four guys taking reps at center, starting off with Wendell, lead off the game. What is sort of your assessment of the position overall last night and sort of the rotation in general?
Part of what we look for in the offensive line are some players who have position flexibility. And also there's competition for that starting center position. So we had four guys play it last year. They all did a pretty good job. We've also worked Donald in there a little bit to give him some flexibility from his from playing the two guard spots. So it's a combination of all those things. It's a combination of competition for the position and also for flexibility for guys to play multiple positions, so they increase their value to our overall team, but also to, if they're not starting, to being active for the game as one of the backup offensive linemen that has position flexibility. So it's all that's going on.
We saw Patrick Chung leave last night's game, which was announced as a shoulder injury. Any update on his status at all?
No, not too much. We've been really scrambling around here today trying to get caught up with the game and going to Tampa and all that. So, I'll check in with those guys a little bit later here before we leave.
Bill, it looked like Stephen Gostkowski had a pretty good night last night. Can you just kind of address the work of your specialists, particularly both Steven and Zoltan, throughout the course of training camp and into the preseason?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, we've had some transition at that position, over the last you know, going back to when Steve replaced Adam. And then we had a little bit of transition there at the punter position, and then in the last 3 years we had a little transition at the snapper spot. And this year, with all those players returning, Danny Zoltan and Steve, I think it's a good group that worked well together last year, even though we didn't get Danny until the end of preseason, but throughout the season, and then in the off season, and then of course now so far in training camp. So I think the continuity between those specialists and the rapport that they have, and the time that they work together, and the quality of their work is good, and I think it shows up in their performance. So our overall timing and consistency, and say our overall execution on the punt snaps and the punts and the snaps and the holds and the field goals and all that, has been good, probably a little better than it was at this time last year. And certainly getting Danny in and also having the continuity has something to do with that. But as it relates to the specialists, Steven has had a good year. He had a real good offseason. Came to camp in great shape. Has kicked well throughout camp. And Zoltan has built on his first 2 years, and he's certainly become a more consistent punter. His technique's better. His handling of situations with his experience has improved. He's really doesn't just go out there and kick the ball, but now he's much more aware of circumstances and situations in the game, and is able to communicate those to his teammates, like the personal protector or the snapper or the gunners or whatever it may be. So he's done well. I hope that we can continue to work that group together on a consistent basis and let them develop individually, but also together with their timing and their execution. It can only get better with more work and attention to the details of getting it perfect.
A lot of Deion Branch last night, Bill. I think maybe all but one offensive snap. Was that more of a situation where you're trying to see what you have in a guy, even though you have some familiarity with him and lots of time here in New England, or maybe is it just a product of the number of guys you had dressed at the position last night and managing reps in that way?
We didn't have, we played the players that we played, and we told them that they should expect to play a lot, and a lot of them did. So that's, that's kind of how that worked out, and Deion did play a lot. And of course, he didn't play last week, so this is really his first game action, even though he's been out on the practice field a lot, and I thought that he competed well, and made a couple, three good catches for us, and pretty tight coverage and traffic. So that's always good to see. But he's worked hard through camp. It was good to have him out there last night, and all the receivers played well. Edelman, but all the receivers that played quite a bit.
So I was hoping to get in a running back question if I could. Maybe specifically Brandon Bolden had a pretty eventful game last night. What did you like last night in the camp from him?
I think Brandon competed well, and he definitely showed up with some positive plays in the kicking game and also offensively. He had never returned for us. He has done some in practice, not a lot, and we wanted to give him an opportunity to do that in the game, so he did. He handled the ball a couple times in the return game, as well as his usual, playing his usual position on punt and kickoff returns up front. So, again, it's taking a look at different people doing different things, trying to see what kind of depth and versatility we have with some players, and before we, you know, decide for sure to lock into one particular spot, or maybe we use that person's versatility in a couple spots if that's what we need based on the makeup of our roster. So, you know, I think he showed some versatility. He made some positive plays for us in those two phases of the game, and there are other things that he can learn from, and probably will execute better next time around. But it's, overall, I think a positive performance, but not perfect.
And then maybe just like a broader follow-up, just the running backs in general, adding Shane and Steven to the mix. Are you at a point, or do you reach a point where you're kind of hoping that one of them creates some separation from the others, or are you just okay with the way things are going at this point in the preseason?
Well, I can't control how the players play. That's up to them. What we can do is coach them and teach them to the best of our ability and prepare them for when they do play through practice, giving them repetitions and making sure they understand their assignments and all that. But the players have to go out and perform, so I can't tell you how that competition is going to work out, whether it's going to be a couple guys or a few guys bunched up close together, or somebody's going to separate from the group or not. I mean, that's decided competitively. It's not decided by a coach. That's decided by the players. So we'll see how it works out. We'll let them compete, and we'll let them, over the period of, we've had over 30 practices this year, and now two preseason games, and a couple practices against New Orleans, a couple practices against Tampa. We'll take that whole body of work and evaluate the players based on all that, and also to some degree, how much they've improved, and whether we think that improvement is on the way up or leveled off, or maybe, it's at peak. So we'll just have to see how all that plays out. We tried to play those guys last night, and in a lot of cases just left them in the game. So they played on first, second, and third down, so it wasn't always a third down substitution. We did it more by groups that had practiced together rather than by down. So, again, to try to help ourselves evaluate those players on all three downs and not necessarily pigeonhole them into one situation, because that's what we chose. We wanted to let them play in those situations and compete and see how it turned out. So that was our that's what we did last night. And next week we'll talk about it again and make a decision as to how we want to use those players in this week's game, whether it's the same way or whether it's by down distance or by some other method. So that'll be a week-to-week decision based on what we feel like we need for that position and for our overall offensive unit for that week or that game and that emphasis time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Coach.